Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big win for common sense. That's right. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a quick pod. I have to go and get on a plane. I wish I was here. They're making monsters. This election, they're going to make us monsters. Listen, I'm not trying to be political, but it's officially I can't stop. Because this isn't about politics. This is about a mental derangement syndrome. First of all, there is a lot of people right now that are very upset and they're triggered and they are in a bad place and they need some time and space. And they want you to go easy on them. Please don't. Stay on their ass. I was going to say something else, but people will take it the wrong way. Foot on the gas. All gas, zero brakes. Pedal to the fucking metal. Do not let up. Keep the foot on. And people say, Jamie, why? Be so sensitive. These people. Because that's what they did to you. That is what they did to me. That is what they did to anybody who didn't fall in line and questioned all of their. Payback's a bitch. This wasn't just a win. This was a sweeping, crushing. I feel like I have a team in the Super Bowl. I feel like I just won the Super Bowl. Why? Because people are so delusional. And so now it's like the show. My man just wrote me. I wrote something to my boy. I'm not going to name him. He's my boy. I love him. God, he's my boy. So funny. And I love him to death. And I just made one comment on his post. And I said, bro. I said something to him. And this is his answer. Look at that shit. You can't even see it. This shit goes so down. Listen. Here's what I told him, and here's what I'm going to tell you. This is why it's so good. I don't have a lot of time. The world is a comedy club, and the people that voted are the audience. And to everybody, but especially comedians, read the room. The material ain't working. The material ain't working. Read the room. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The room has spoken. And we did not like the material. And you said, well, oh no, this is the way it is. And this is blah, blah, blue, blue. And we said, no. So we all had a vote. And the people who won feel vindicated because we think you're nuts. So sanity, first of all, this is a win for sanity. This is why we need group public square so people, enough people tell you you're crazy, you might look at yourself. Okay? Now, it may not be true for the witches, which is not fair to them, and there may be people that are brainwashed. If I got into a room of 20 liberals and they tell me I'm racist, I wouldn't be racist in my mind, but in their mind, I am. So it's like, I guess you can say group town square works when you have common sense, but these people don't even want to look at it that now. They're going crazy. Put your boot on their ass. Keep your boot on their ass. Because they're nuts. And they don't admit they're nuts. That's the problem. Okay? This was a win for self-reflection, which people have problems doing. Okay? Like, I wrote it all down. This was a... No one and anyone like me, I'm minding my own business. I wasn't a political guy. I wasn't a Trumper guy. I wasn't anything. I just wanted to make people laugh, make money, get famous, do some cool do cool movies, become a star, and reap the benefits of it. That's all. I didn't want to work a regular job. And that's bluntly real. Okay, all these other people are going to say a bunch of bullshit and flowery things. They're lying to you. They're desperate. They want women. They want money. They want attention. Their mommy didn't hug them enough. Their daddy beat their ass. I don't know. But they're not honest with themselves. And so that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the case of a bunch of people that are not honest with themselves. This was a win against hypocrisy. So this is why we don't like, I consider myself an independent, but I guess I'm like right-leaning now. This is why we are so happy that Trump is back in office and the team that he's bringing. Because the group of people that are sanctimonious and say, we're good people. We want good things, inclusivity. The minute you don't agree with them, they will banish you to the island of garbage. So that is hypocrisy. Okay, like if you said, like, I'm a piece of shit, you agree with me. If you don't agree with me, we need to make people feel good. Be kind. These people have be kind in their bios. Do you know how many of those people have unfollowed me, have left me terrible comments, who I don't even want to say the shit they said to me. Words have power. These people have said some crazy shit to me. And I didn't even do anything. All I did was post a victory thing because that is the coolest picture in the last 400 years of Trump going like this. Fight! Fight! Like, that is what we were raised on. That's Rocky Balboa, okay? That is win! Don't you want that? Don't you want to win? That's what that is. Him raising that fist. Win against all odds, against the bankruptcies, against the Russian collusion, against all of all the bullshit. They threw everything at this man. 2 assassination attempts, 36 felonies. Oh, he's a convicted felon. Oh, okay. There's nothing dicey about these cases. They're all just 100%. How many times do I have to tell you this? That's what this was a win for. This was a win for a fighter. And you go, you had a convicted felon. Yeah, on paper, idiot. But we don't believe he's a convicted felon because we don't trust the system. What don't you get? We don't trust the system. The whole system stinks. So we're saying you convicted him in the kangaroo court. And we're like, no. And you're going, well, the law says, and we go, your laws are wrong. That's wrong. I had some publicist reach out to me. I want to put her on blast. And she's like, as a survivor, it's a terrible day. I'm like, B, do you know who you represent? Have you looked at your roster of people that are dicey? Oh, as a survivor, B, like, people have no third eye. You can't sit there and be sanctimonious and say you're a good person, but the minute you disagree with somebody, this is for everybody that calls you a racist, a misogynist. Hey, oh, like, if you ask a woman what time it is, you creep, but you're a misogynist. What? I just asked you what time it is. Like, not everything's misogyny. It's okay, baby cakes. It's okay, baby cakes. Not everything's misogyny. Maybe you're uptightity. There's a fine line here, okay, baby cakes? Because you're going to end up with a group of men that you wanted that literally are soy, and they're not going to... They're not going to... You're going to walk all over them. And then you're going to go, where are the men? And you're going to go, they're going to go, well, you trampled on them. The ones, they're right there. You turn them into doormats. And then the other men that you liked are over here living their best life because you call them all misogynist. So that's where they are. They're over there. They're in the island of misogyny with a bunch of women that don't feel that way. You know, look at conservative women, look at liberal women, for the most part. What's the number? Who looks better? Who has a more chill sense of humor? Who laughs off shit more? Dave, go back here. This is a win against groupthink. Because there's so many people that just try to make the mainstream narrative of all of these things that Trump and his whole thing. How can you call Elon Musk, how can you call that guy a name? Space, electric cars, helping the environment, PayPal, ZipTrader. I mean, this guy's done so many different things. He has 17 other businesses he's doing. AI. The Tesla bot, it's nuts. RFK questions Big Pharma. Vivek, completely self-made. Megyn Kelly thrown out of mainstream media, now is a strong voice. Candace Owens, strong voice. Tucker, same thing, super strong. Like, what are you talking about? And then you get all of these co-opted celebrities. For some reason, they're the best celebrities. Every celebrity that likes Trump is just a loser and a B-lister. But all the rest are A-listers and they're great. Why? Because you run that part of the media? The people have spoken. They don't give a f*** about that media anymore. That media is not the only media anymore. That's what this is. This is disruption. And if we have to make Hollywood fair, we'll call it... A Los Feliz Fair instead of Vanity Fair magazine, and we'll put our people on it. Like, is that how you want to do it? That's what we'll do. And then we'll build it up, and then you'll want to be on that one. Like, there, it's like, just because you think you're the popular one doesn't mean that you are the only one. It's like, because you the same people that say, oh, these celebrities that came out and supported the left are so cool. Oh, okay, the same people that watch MSNBC, CNN, and I'm not saying I don't watch them sometimes. I watch them all. CBS. And they just listen to all the narratives. And they take their Big Pharma. And they read the same newspaper. And it's just... And they went to the same college. And that is the brainwashing. And it doesn't mean that it is what it is. There's a lot of people. This is a win against disenfranchisation. People feel very disenfranchised. And it's not that, like, you want to be inclusive to them. You shit on them. All these people shit on them. And I'm looking around and I'm like, these people are chill. Like, you're acting so cool. You've turned me off. And I've been in the cool circle more and a lot longer and a lot deeper than most of these people that are judging people. And I'm like, no, this is not what it used to be. Somebody texted me the other day, very funny comedian, and she said, the Democrats have lost the plot. And I'm like, that's brilliant. That's what it is. You've lost the plot. So this is balls to the wall, gas down to the thing, boot on the ass. All these people, I asked somebody, I'm like, why the are all these people like such suck asses for something when I know behind closed doors they're not? And they go, well, they want to look cool for their friends at the Malibu chili cook-off. Oh, and I was like, that's so true. It's like, God forbid, if you have a thought that's your own. And not only that, but you pussies. It's okay if you don't want to agree with somebody who has a thought of their own, but then you try to squash. How can you call yourself an artist, an actor, a musician, a comedian who tries to squash other people's thoughts that they don't agree with you and just label them as bad and push them down? Let them have them. Go to a space where you feel uncomfortable and walk through it. Learn. And if you don't like them, don't go back. But they have to exist. You don't want them to exist. All these people that come in my comments, I didn't say anything to you. That's the whole thing. It's like that I post something how I feel on a free platform. It gets a ton of traction. So many people, I'm disappointed. I'm this, I'm that. All I said was congratulations to the 47th president of the United States. And that was it. And he's a winner. He was tried to be assassinated. They tried to kill him twice. This is incredible. You should be up. What happened to us? Why do we come so soft? Why do we come so cold? Why do we become so evil? This man comes from everything underground. When have we become so soft? This is a win for critical thinking. You know, it's a win against annoyance. Like I said, I was never a person that was a political head. That's not my game. But do you know how Trump blew up? This is a clip that should go everywhere. Let me tell you how Trump blew up. Trump blew up because you manifested it. Literally, this is a beautiful lesson in manifestation. Because your fears overtook you so much, and you so know what you didn't want, and you harped and you focused so much on what you didn't want. You kept talking about it instead of what you want. You go against what you don't want louder than what you do want. Okay? And that is energy in motion. That is literally manifestation. So when you're saying all this shit against Trump, when you're saying all this stuff against people that agree with some of his things, maybe not all of his things, and you call them racist, you call them Nazis, you call them misogynists, you call them bootlickers, you call them all these names, and they're minding their own business going, okay, this guy's interesting, and you actively go after them, you've activated their hive. I'm talking to people I don't even talk to before. And they're like, yo, they're so f***ed up from these nuts that they're like, yo, I'm so glad you like this. I'm like, people that I'm become closer with because they feel so ostracized. These are normal people, working money, people. These are people, industry, non-industry. The funny thing is these people, some of them are hipsters. They're over it. Some of them are from the South. They're all over. They're just people. But on the outside, you're going to put them in a box because you put too many boxes on people. And you've pushed them all over here. So you've created this monster. You've created me. Like, it's the worst thing you could have ever done. Do you understand? It is the worst thing you could ever done. Dude, shut the f*** up. This guy upstairs, I want to take a small... Oh, boy. You have... Oh, I got to see who's upstairs. You have created, through your judgments, you've activated, I don't have a wife, I don't have any kids, doesn't mean I won't, I'm me, and I have all the time in the world, and all the resources, and I have a mom.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mind. And I had the number one hidden camera show on the WB. Now, why do you say that? Well, because it takes a lot to do these deep-seated social experiments, which I did. So I understand the psyche of the human pretty well. And so I will take that knowledge into the next phase of my life and my career, and I will go to expose the hypocrisy. So the whole thing is you're not inclusive. You're not inclusive, but you say you are. This is a win against legacy media. Not, you know, putting all these mandates on the audience when you're making all this money, people say, telling people what to do when you're going back to your mansion, talking about the environment when you're getting on a private jet. It's like, how this shit is so clear. And the dummies, here's what happens. The people that still support that mindset are insecure because they still want the acceptance of this establishment. And the rest are like, I don't want to go to that party. I want to start my own. Like, it's just, like, that's how I feel. There's so much bullshit, and these people aren't fun. They aren't charming. They're not funny. They're not cool. They're just these uptight, persnickety nerds. And they can't laugh at themselves. They'll always laugh at you. They'll always shit on you. They'll always judge you, but they will never get the finger here. So that's what this is a win against. How annoying. This is a win against annoyance. Trump was created not because of Trump. Well, partially because of Trump, obviously, but because you're so annoying. It's literally Jesus, protect me from your followers. It's not Jesus. People get turned off from religion, not because of Jesus, because of the annoying followers who tell you and shame you and say you got to do this and the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus and all this shit. That might be one way of heaven exists, or maybe what if a Buddha thinks different? It's okay. Other people can have beliefs. If they're not yours, let them have them. Be inclusive in that mindset. So you're no better than all the people you rail against. And I see now all these meltdowns and people are just pointing more and more and just doubling down. Now take a look at yourself. Take a look at yourself. and say, my God, what have I done? I've taken good people and I've made them my enemy. Like, I don't care about people. Like, I want everybody to have a good time. But I'm definitely on the... I look at those women now with the pink streaks in their hair and bad piercing here in the middle of their nose, getting angry with that scowl. And I look at them like MS-13. Like, that's like, I'm already prejudging you. And that's because you've been too nuts. And I'm looking at a dude with tortoiseshell glasses, you're the same. I'm like, oh, I got to avoid that. So that's, MSNBC was last night talking about what do we have to do. We clearly aren't communicating to the people. And how do we fix it? And they're talking amongst themselves. Here's the first thing. Stop talking amongst yourselves. Have people on that aren't like you. Have me on. Have someone else on. Have anyone else on but who you have on. Okay? Stop. Have somebody on that you vehemently can't even deal with and let them talk and then read the comments and see if all of your comments are pro you or against you. And if they're pro you, then take the segment and play it outside your little area and see what they say. Like The View can never read the room. Instead of going, maybe the audience is, The View's stank. There's no way The View gets big ratings. There's no way The View gets talked about because people are like, how is this happening? How is this still here? And that's because ABC mandates it. That's some kind of government psyop thing. And they literally have applause things. I know they have some signs that the people are going, and that's when the audience claps. They're literally, I'm telling you, if they showed you behind the scenes, they're not, the audience isn't definitely just clapping. Sometimes they are, but a lot of times they'll go. And SNL used to rail against the establishment. Like, what happened, man? Money happened. I don't even understand. It's like, I hate that term grifting. I've said it so much. It's like, that's not anything grifting. It's just, we're noticing something that's happening and we're commenting on it. And if you're commenting on it, you don't have a career or you're broke. I've already said this. I'm not going to say it again. It's just like these people just put these labels on you. It's like, they're just not true. But it's like, how bad are you hurt that you have to like always attack someone and go after them personally? That's what this is. This is a win against that. Like, you're going to say, oh, Trump didn't do personal attacks. Sure. But, you know, I didn't agree with all of them, but some of them are funny. But, like, there's accurate. He created fake news, and it's not, and it's real. Fake news. So, the thing is that, I mean, this is a win for comedy in my eyes. This is a win for comedy that we go for it. I gotta tell you though, I'm amazed at how many comedians are hurt. You're a comedian. You are a comedian. What are you crying about? You're literally supposed to look at what is given to you and make it funny. Comedy is about exposing things. It's not about victimhood. There's no victims. They make, it's like, that's the, how are comedians hurt? You're like, you're a comedian. You deal with hecklers. You deal with shitty club conditions. You deal with psychotic club owners. Club owners will always say the comic's crazy, but you know how many crazy club owners they are? Irresponsible? Jesus, they used to pay comedians in cocaine and strip clubs. comedians up there say the most vile shit on stage. The most vile shit that barely has a punchline. It doesn't really. It's just more like shocking. They'll do jokes about abortion all day, but then when the abortion rights are not the way they want them, they'll fucking lose their mind. What about the abortion jokes? I can't believe the amount of... I mean, I'm more known as an actor than a comedian, and I'm a comedian, but I feel like you've lost your card here. You've lost your microphone privileges. This is, like, hilarious. Like, you're a fucking comedian. A comedian. The other thing is I just don't understand how this whole thing is about reading the room. If you're a comedian and you tour the country, where are you touring? Are you touring Dumbo, Brooklyn? Are you touring Silver Lake? Because no one thinks like the way you think except in those super woke areas. And wokeism is basically just, I want to make myself look good in front of these people-ism, but really inside I'm a fraud-ism. That's what woke is. Woke used to be a real thing, and it was for black people. Black people should claim woke. Stay woke. Hey, yo, Mookie. Hey, yo, Mookie. Stay woke. What movie is that? Who said it? I saw him last week at a con. He's an actor. That was for the black man to be aware of what the white man, the white devil, was doing to keep them oppressed. I'm not even black, and I know that. That's just the classic what woke was. So stay woke, and it was cool. And it got co-opted by these academics, liberals from Berkeley. I just use Berkeley, but whatever. Some annoying college upstate New York, Sarah Lawrence. Some just insert annoying college here. And it became like this activism thing. And it became hacktivism because everyone was doing it. And they're hacktivists. So it's like, it became like this whole thing, and they took it, and it was humorless. Like, woke was cool. Like, yo, man, stay woke. Yo, don't let the devil get you. Stay woke. Like, that was like a warning to, like, black to black. But somehow, girls, baristas in Vermont got a hold of it. And that's what it became. And so if you're a comedian, I don't understand. If you're a headlining comedian and you've played, I don't think a lot of these comics should talk on shit unless they headline at least 10 weekends a year in, you know, the 10 sectors of the country. Like, do you play Montana? Do you play Tempe? Do you play La Jolla? Do you play Oklahoma? Do you play Dallas? Do you play Connecticut? Like, I'm telling you, you can say it's all rural here. How are you surprised at these results? How the f*** are you surprised at these results? Like, their audiences are not for this shit. They're all like, we're sick of it. Like, what are you doing? And you can say, well, that's the audience you attract. Now, I can tell you I've had multiple people come up to me in turtlenecks and go, yeah, we've hit our breaking point. I've done shows. Shit, man. I've done shows in Portland and people are like, yeah, it's too much now. So if you want to go to the most extreme places, even their part of it, there's so many people from Portland that are sick of how Portland is. It's taken over by the lunatics. So I don't understand how comedians can be like, oh my God, these results. It's like, dude, have you been on the road? Have you been? Like, do you just do, like, I don't know, Echo Park and Brooklyn? Like, yeah. I just feel so good. Like, it's just, I'm so, I don't know, something's left my body. I don't give a f-. I don't give a f-. I'm so tired of these judgments of these people. It's crazy. I watched that shit all day. I couldn't believe I watched it. I was just like into it. I was like, wow. Yeah. But this is, we're sick of it. We're sick of it. And we're sick of having to prance around your feelings. We don't want to do that anymore. We're sick of all your stupid rules and your safe spaces. We want normalcy again. And if Hollywood doesn't adapt, then we'll create our own independent shit. But you're losing market share every day, man. Every day you cater to these people. Just insanity. Jesus Christ. I watched the talk shows last night. Kimmel, Colbert, they're crying. Dude, Johnny Carson's in his grave right now, like going, smoking a cigarette, going, you pussies. What happened to you? Dude, I'm really burning bridges right now. I'm not trying to, but like, that's one-sided. How on earth? Johnny Carson is in his grave right now going, grow a pair. Like, it used to be you made fun of everybody. Now that Trump won, like, here's the bottom. It's insane. Like, here's the real example of how you know Trump is an outsider. It just hit me. Because it's one of two ways. There's people that say, different wing, same bird, controlled PSYOP and all this shit. And I get that, but I'm getting annoyed at those people too because I am like that. But it's like, at this point, we have to make a choice. So if it's like, if you don't want to participate, great. But don't like shit on everyone else's enthusiasm who may believe in it. Because it's just like this, it's like, okay, then go fucking live in Estonia. Like, you know, have some passion here. And here's why I think Trump is a true outsider. Because either when the Tonight Show would make fun of Ronald Reagan and it would make fun of Jimmy Carter or Walter Mondale, or it would make fun of the opposite or Michael Dukakis, each side. And now all of these things are basically against Trump. Think about that. Like, when it was never before, like, before Trump came around, every candidate was talked about. Now, everyone's against Trump. Big Pharma's against Trump. Media's against Trump. Why is that? Because he's not one of them. That's what it screams to me. And it just proves that they are all controlled by the higher ups. Somebody told me, they said, don't you want Trump to lose? That way you'll have 4 years to talk about it. I'm like, hey, it's just, you're so disrespectful to me that you have no idea what I do, that you think that's all I talk about. It's sad that you say that to me. And it's like, if I wasn't making money, I'd be like, this dude just doesn't get it at all. Like, just like, what a diss. And two, like, you, it's like, it, the fact, I don't want Trump to win, to lose, so I have content. That's not all the content I do. It's just because it's so crazy right now. But the other thing is that, no, he'll keep everybody entertained. They should be fucking jumping up and down on their fucking, in their fucking beds. Like, he's going to keep this shit entertaining for the next 4 years. People are going to lose their minds. We're not reacting to Trump. We're reacting to the people that can't handle Trump. Don't you get it? Trump is the match, baby. And we're watching you pop off, and then we react to it because it's hilarious. Grow the fuck up. Grow up. Grow a pair. Use your brain. Fuck, dude. Yeah! Yeah! We're back! Look at the team Trump brought. People say Elon's going to run the government. I hope so. Fuck yeah! RFK is going to run medicine. I hope so. Fuck yeah! Tucker's going to run the news. I hope so. Fuck yeah! Like, these are all people I like. I love. Dudes. We don't trust them anymore. We trust these guys. They've all... Let me ask you something. Every one of these people that Trump is involved with has been vilified. Everyone. Everyone has been vilified. What does that tell you? Maybe they want to silence them. That's the whole thing, is we don't trust. Do you trust the status quo, or do you question it? So if you think that the status quo is not lying to you, then you're going to be over there. But if you don't trust, I do not trust universities. I don't trust big pharma. I don't trust big government. I don't trust big banks. I don't trust all of it. I question it all. I don't trust big Hollywood propaganda. I don't trust any of it. So if you trust that, then go over there and keep, you know, get your little diaper on and fucking get your little nipple and suck on it and you know, and they'll feed you. But I'm going to go over here with the so-called villains. Like, subscribe. Peace.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.